sweet peas. Oh, iris, Johnny jump ups, locust, or not locust, what's this other white stuff? Local weed.
Local weed.
The horses eat, get locoed.
They go crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah. They get
Is it poisonous? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Johnny jump ups, I've never heard that either. That's
well, they grow in the meadows and they look like a bird. There's another name for them. They look like a bird bill with the three or four little leaves in back of them. I think they grow all over the country.
Oh, honey, I wanted to tell you, I found a flower up there yesterday where we were fishing. It's way up South Cottonwood there. The plant looks just exactly like our columbine plants. And I think they are a little red columbine.
Yeah.
And they only get about that high. But they're the prettiest little things. Huh. We're going up there and get some of those.
No, we're not. Because they'll cross with our blue ones. They are a wild columbine.
They're the prettiest
things. I know, but I don't want them mixed with our blue ones.
Mess them up, huh?
Yeah.
That's our state flower, these wild columbines.
Blue columbine.
Uh-huh. Columbines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We haven't got much more to go here. I want to ask you some about society, and these are just general things. When a woman, when a woman's husband has died, she is called a what?
Widow.
Okay. And if a man and woman have a child and they are not married, that child would be called a what?
Catch cold.
A what? That's funny.
A catch colt.
A catch colt?
They use that some.
I see. Would they call him bastard? Is that what they would call him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would they call him a illegitimate child?
Illegitimate, more I imagine.
That's more the term now that they would use, illegitimate. Okay. Around here, and this may be more in the old days than now, but when people got married, when a young couple got married, did they have a noisy kind of...
Chivalry.
Okay. Tell me some about... Were y'all chivalried when you were married?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me some about that. I'm not familiar with that at all. And tell me some about how that works and when it happens. And...
Well, it'll either happen the night you're married or close to that. And they usually take you in a wheelbarrow down Main Street or a wagon or... separate you for a night or something or other.
It happens right after you're married?
Usually.
That night or if they can't?
Usually that night or the next night.
I see.
Bunch of them are supposed to be your friends.
Do you have to feed them?
Sometimes they want...
They want food?
Sometimes they'll bring their own food to drink.
I see.
Or drinks and stuff like that.
I see. Were you chivalried?
Uh-huh.
You were, huh? Is that what they did to y'all?
Yeah.
Did they make wheelbarrow?
Yeah, wheelbarrow down Main Street.
You're kidding. When did it happen? Did it happen?
Next night.
The next night after the.
Blanchard Dodge was the instigator.
You haven't forgiven him yet?
No. Well, he didn't live. Or he's been gone now quite a while.
At a wedding, the person, the man who stands beside the groom, is his of what?
Best man.
Okay. And the woman who stands with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
Okay. Okay. What is that small instrument that people play by blowing into it?
Harp.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called anything else besides a harp? You ever heard it called a French harp or a harmonica?
Harmonica.
Okay. And you play that, what comes out of it? That is called what? The sound that comes out of that would be called...
music.
Okay.
My mother could play a harp real well.
Could she really?
Mm-hmm.
Were there a lot of musicians in your family? Did y'all play music growing up?
We all took a piano lessons or violin lessons, but we never did anything with it.
That's it. That's it. It's kind of like me. About a week and then I gave it up. In the old days, at the schoolyard, they may have had one of these. The children played on it. It was a piece of wood that went back and forth.
Teeter-totter.
Okay. And that thing that after you've eaten the chicken, there's one bone in there that people have a great deal of affection for. They'll even be pulling on it too.
Wishbone.
Wishbone. Did they do that when you were young?
Oh yeah.
Pulley bone.
Yeah. They call it a pulley bone too, yeah, sometimes. Which, yeah, is the most common, you think?
Wishbone.
Wishbone. What was the kind of tradition around that? What was the?
You're supposed to make a wish, and then the person that had the biggest piece was the one that got the wish.
I see.
That's okay. The way my folks always did it, isn't it?
That's not really a superstition, but usually I know when I grew up there were a lot of different kinds of superstitions. Can you remember other kinds of superstitions that people might have had when you were growing up, that things that they were superstitious of? Or
the only thing my dad was superstitious about was 13 at a meal.
Really?
He wouldn't sit at a table.
Huh.
But I guess in the past, there was 13 at a Christmas dinner one time, and in between the 2 years, well, his brother was killed, and he just knew that that was the reason.
Oh my goodness! That's really—I've never heard of that one.
Oh,
never heard of 13 in a meal. Huh? Oh.
That's well, that's what the Lord's Supper was, you know.
That's right, and that one turned out pretty disastrously,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and that's where I got it from, anyhow.